Stock Market Investing Course, Investment Strategies, Key Learning Objectives, Introduction. Delve into the world of investment strategies to discover tailored approaches that align with your financial aspirations. From value investing, growth investing, to dividend investing, understanding these strategies helps in making informed investment choices. Introduction to Investment Strategies. Understand various strategies to suit different goals and risk tolerances. Delve into value investing. Discover how to identify undervalued stocks for potential high returns. Explore growth investing. Learn about investing in companies with high growth potential and the rewards and risks associated. Understand dividend investing. Recognize the benefits of stocks that offer regular dividends and how they provide a stable income. Factors in strategy selection. Learn the criteria to consider when choosing between different investment strategies. Figure. A newspaper titled, Where to Invest, alongside a compass, symbolizing the direction and strategy of investments. The image emphasizes the importance of informed decision-making in asset allocation and investment strategies. Source. iStock Photo Introduction to Investment Strategy. Investment strategies are approaches to managing a portfolio that aligns with an investor's goals, risk tolerance, and time horizon. They guide investment decisions and help achieve long-term financial objectives. In this section, we will discuss value investing, growth investing, dividend investing, and other popular strategies. 16. 1. Value investing. Value investing involves identifying undervalued stocks that have strong fundamentals but are trading below their intrinsic value. The goal is to purchase these stocks at a discount and hold them until their price appreciates to reflect their true value. Pros: potential for high returns, margin of safety, and focus on fundamental analysis. Cons: requires patience, potential for value traps, and may underperform in bull markets. Best in: bearish or sideways markets, where undervalued stocks are more prevalent. Risk reduction: diversification, thorough research, and adhering to a strict valuation methodology. Characteristics of a good value stock: low price to earnings, P/E ratio, low price to book, P/B ratio, strong financials, and a history of profitability. Figure title: The Principles of Value Investing. Source: The Motley Fool. Description: This visual delves into the core tenets of value investing, an investment philosophy that centers on identifying and investing in stocks perceived to be undervalued relative to their intrinsic worth. It explains how the approach relies on meticulous company analysis to discern true value, often differing from prevailing market perceptions. Key takeaways. Intrinsic value. Value investing aims to determine the actual worth of a company, distinct from its current market price. Long-term focus. This strategy often requires patience, with investors waiting for the market to recognize the company's real value. Fundamental analysis. Thorough examination of a company's financials, business model, industry position, and management is crucial. Margin of safety. Investing in stocks at a price below their intrinsic value provides a buffer against potential downturns. Application. Value investing, propagated by renowned figures like Warren Buffett, underscores the essence of informed decision-making in stock investing. Instead of chasing market trends, value investors rely on comprehensive research to identify underpriced gems. For those willing to adopt a long-term perspective and do the necessary groundwork, value investing can pave the way for sustainable financial growth. Figure title: Steps in Value Investing Process. Source: Wall Street Mogo. Description: The figure outlines the comprehensive process behind value investing. It showcases the sequential steps an investor should take, from researching a company to understanding its future growth prospects, ensuring they have a thorough understanding of their potential investment. Key takeaways. Company research. Begin with an overarching study of the company's operations, products, and services. Competitive analysis. Examine the company's standing relative to its peers in the industry. Growth evaluation. Identify the scalability and future growth potential of the company's business model. Financial scrutiny. Dive deep into the company's financial statements to discern its fiscal health and stability. Risk analysis. Understand the inherent credit and financial risks that could potentially impact the company's bottom line. Insider insight. Monitor transactions by company insiders to gauge their confidence in the company's future and any potential red flags. Application. For investors committed to the value investing strategy, this detailed approach offers a roadmap to make informed decisions. By methodically working through each step, one can ensure they're not just following market sentiments, but are basing their investments on a company's genuine worth and future potential. 16. 2. Growth investing. Growth investing focuses on companies with above-average growth potential, often in rapidly expanding industries. The goal is to capitalize on the company's increasing earnings and stock price appreciation. Pros: potential for high returns, exposure to innovative companies, and performance in bull markets. Cons: higher valuation risk, sensitivity to market downturns, and lower dividend yields. Best in bull markets, where growth stocks tend to outperform. Risk reduction: diversification, thorough research, and investing in companies with sustainable growth. Characteristics of a good growth stock: high revenue and earnings growth, competitive advantages, strong market position, and innovative products or services. Figure title: characteristics of growth stocks. Source: Wall Street Mojo. Description: the image offers a snapshot of the defining attributes of growth stocks. These stocks are typified by their prospects rather than their current earnings, as investors are primarily banking on their future potential. Representing companies set to expand sales and profits, these stocks usually promise superior returns over time but come coupled with heightened risks. Key takeaways: high P/E ratio. Growth stocks usually exhibit high price-to-earnings ratios as investors are more captivated by future earnings potential than present performance. Prospective growth. These companies possess a robust roadmap for increasing their sales and profits in forthcoming periods. Superior returns. Historically, growth stocks have demonstrated an ability to outperform the average market return over extended durations. Higher risk. While the reward potential is high, these stocks also carry an elevated risk. Not all companies realize their growth potential, leading to potential investment losses. Limited dividends. Typically, growth stocks do not distribute dividends. Instead, they prefer to reinvest these profits to foster further company growth. Application: investors eyeing growth stocks must appreciate their future-oriented nature. Such stocks, though promising amplified returns, also come with amplified risks. A keen assessment of the company's growth strategy and potential can offer insights into its future trajectory. Moreover, investors looking for immediate returns or dividends might want to diversify or consider other stock types. Figure title: growth paths of subscription companies. Source: Paddle. Description: the graph presents the growth trajectory of various online subscription companies over time. Each distinct line illustrates the diverse growth paths these companies can embark upon. While some companies exhibit a steep rise, symbolizing rapid growth, others may show a more gradual increase, indicating steadier growth. Key takeaways: variety in growth rates. Different companies have different growth rates based on factors like market strategy, product quality, and customer satisfaction. Stability versus speed. Companies with controlled churn rates and moderate growth tend to have more stability over the long term, compared to those with explosive growth but higher churn rates. Importance of churn. Retaining existing customers is as critical, if not more so, than acquiring new ones. A high churn rate can significantly dampen the net growth, even if new customer acquisition is robust. Application: for investors or stakeholders evaluating subscription companies, it's crucial to look beyond just revenue growth. Assessing how a company manages its churn rate can provide insights into its long-term sustainability and health. A balanced approach, where companies focus on both customer acquisition and retention, is often indicative of a more resilient business model. Figure title: growth versus value investing, a comparative analysis. Source: The Motley Fool. Description: the graph provides a side-by-side comparison between the key characteristics of growth and value investing. While growth stocks are projected on future income, emphasizing potential over current profitability, value stocks are grounded in a company's present financial health, prioritizing steady income and stable track records. Key takeaways: growth stocks, future-oriented. They focus on potential future income, not necessarily current earnings. volatile price moves. Due to uncertainty and the potential for high reward, they can experience significant price fluctuations. High risk, high reward. Many growth stocks are in industries that are in their infancy, leading to higher risk. Long-term horizon. Investment in growth stocks typically requires a more extended perspective for the companies to realize their full potential. Value stocks. Current income centric. Value investors focus on the present financial standing and earnings of a company. Stable performance. They generally have less volatile stock prices owing to the steady nature of their businesses. Research intensive. It's imperative to avoid value traps and ensure the perceived value isn't due to overlooked negative factors. Short-term advantages. Typically, value stocks might provide better short-term returns as they are grounded in established, income-generating companies. Application. Investors can benefit by diversifying their portfolio, incorporating both growth and value stocks. This offers a balanced approach, harnessing the potential returns from growth stocks while also grounding the portfolio in the stability of value stocks. Effective analysis, patience, and risk assessment are vital in navigating the nuances of both these investment strategies. 16. 3. Dividend investing. Dividend investing involves selecting stocks that pay regular dividends, providing investors with a steady income stream. Dividend-paying companies are typically well-established, with stable earnings and a history of returning profits to shareholders. Sample industries with good dividends: utilities, consumer staples, real estate investment trusts, REITs, and telecommunications. Figure title: The Essentials of Dividend Investing. Source: The Motley Fool. Description: The figure elucidates the concept of dividends, which are a share of the company's earnings distributed to its shareholders. Typically, dividends are issued on a regular basis, such as quarterly or annually, and serve as a way for companies to share their profits with those who have invested in them. Key takeaways: profit sharing. Dividends are a company's way of distributing a portion of its profits back to its shareholders. Payment frequency. Companies can choose how often they distribute dividends, with common intervals being quarterly or annually. Indication of health. Regular dividend payments can indicate a company's stable financial health and its ability to generate consistent profits. Attraction for investors. Many investors are drawn to dividend-paying stocks as they provide a source of passive income in addition to any potential capital gains. Application. Dividend stocks can be a valuable addition to an investment portfolio, especially for those seeking regular income streams. They're often considered more conservative than growth stocks and can provide a cushion during market downturns. When considering dividend stocks, it's crucial to evaluate the company's dividend history, payout ratio, and overall financial health to ensure sustainable dividend payments in the future. 16. 4 factors to consider when investing in dividend stocks. Dividend yield. Compare the stock's dividend yield to its industry average and the overall market. Payout ratio. Ensure the company's payout ratio is sustainable, ideally below 60% for most industries. Dividend growth. Look for companies with a history of increasing their dividends over time. Earnings growth. Ensure the company has stable earnings growth to support future dividend payments. Balance sheet strength. Evaluate the company's debt levels and financial health. Competitive advantage. Choose companies with a strong market position and competitive moats. Valuation. Ensure the stock is not overvalued, as it may limit capital appreciation potential. Dividend policy. Understand the company's dividend policy and its commitment to shareholders. Industry stability. Consider the industry's vulnerability to economic downturns and market fluctuations. Diversification. Invest in dividend stocks across various industries to minimize risk. Figure. This infographic provides valuable stock tips for beginners. It emphasizes the importance of not fearing mistakes, conducting thorough company analysis, recognizing the supremacy of the market, keeping trading and investment portfolios separate, and avoiding reliance on stock tips. Advice. For beginners in stock trading and investment, it's crucial to approach the market with a learning mindset. Mistakes are part of the learning curve. Always conduct your own research and due diligence before making any investment decisions. Avoid getting swayed by unsolicited stock tips, as they may not always be in your best interest. Source: Custom Infographic. Figure Title: Key factors for analyzing dividend stocks. Source: Geeks for Geeks. Description: The figure offers a comprehensive overview of pivotal factors to contemplate when venturing into dividend stocks. These factors aid investors in assessing a company's capability to maintain or enhance its dividend payments over time. Key takeaways: Earnings. Investigate the portion of the company's annual earnings that is allocated to dividends. Dividend stability. History matters. Has the company consistently disbursed dividends, or were there instances of omissions or reductions? Growth potential. A company's capability to enhance its dividends hinges on its future growth prospects. Cash flow analysis. Scrutinizing financial statements gives insight into the company's net cash generation, crucial for maintaining dividend payments. Tax implications and market reactions. Be aware of how tax policies impact dividends and how the market responds to the company's dividend announcements or changes. Application: When considering dividend stocks, it's imperative to dig deep beyond just the yield. The sustainability and growth potential of dividends are paramount. By evaluating the factors outlined, investors can make more informed decisions, optimizing their investment strategy and potentially bolstering their passive income through dividends. 16. 5 popular industries for growth and value investing. Growth industries: technology, biotechnology, renewable energy, e-commerce, and artificial intelligence. Value industries: financials, energy, industrials, materials, and consumer discretionary. Key takeaways. Closing statement: Investment strategies are the compass guiding your investment journey. This section elucidates different strategies, enabling you to align your investment choices with your financial goals and risk tolerance, fostering a sound investment portfolio. Investment strategies are tailored approaches to managing portfolios, ensuring alignment with personal goals and risk levels. Value investing aims to buy stocks below their true value, capitalizing on their eventual appreciation. Growth investing focuses on rapidly expanding companies, offering potential high returns but also higher risks. Dividend investing provides a steady income stream from well-established companies known to return profits to shareholders. When strategizing, consider factors like dividend yield, payout ratio, and industry stability to ensure you're making informed choices. Lesson content: Investment strategies quiz, previous lesson. Back to course. Next quiz.